runtergenommen. Es hat aber nichts mehr genützt. Dann, und da hat er eindeutig gesagt, weil ich kann das ja gar nicht fassen, was hier noch passiert ist. Wolfgang hat ja ein paar Mal schon darauf hingewiesen, dass wir die Diagnose angucken müssen. Wir müssen an die Grundlage für alles, weil wenn ich eine falsche Diagnose stelle, behandle ich auch falsch. Und hier spricht alles dafür, dass es falsch gewesen ist. Dr. Ades sagte eben, dass es eine neue Richtlinie gegeben hat im März 2020, wonach in den Krankenhäusern und von den Ärzten, wenn jemand Grippesymptome hatte oder Verdacht auf Grippe hatte, aber keine nicht positiv getestet wurde, also mit dem ohnehin schon wackeligen PCR-Test nicht positiv getestet wurde, hat man den Ärzten gesagt, wenn ihr feststellt, also es ist wirklich nicht zu fassen, wenn ihr feststellt, dass der Patient aus einer Stadt kommt, wo es Covid gibt, dann diagnostiziert ihr ihn als Covid-krank. Und dafür kriegt ihr 20% mehr Kohle. Und dann sagt er, das ist barbarisch, das ist böse, barbaric and evil. I think, I'm absolutely speechless, Brian. This is, did anybody react to this? I mean, was there any DA in the country who said, well, I'm going to have to look into this, or has nothing happened thus far?
There have been multiple lawsuits against the Department of Health and Human Services. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you want to get into this now, but there's been injunctions filed in federal court. They've chosen Northern Alabama to target the district court there, which is a federal court. If it gets listened to or heard there, it spreads throughout all 50 states nationwide. But there's been filed several injunctions to stop the emergency use authorization of vaccinating these children. This is really primarily around the vaccines and around the CDC's exaggeration of COVID cases, how they did it, and then around the plausible causes of COVID deaths and the actual confirmed COVID-19 deaths, the mixture of the two being allowed to have one diagnosis code for the first time ever, which was to exaggerate COVID deaths. So those have been filed in court. I'm sure you want to get into the FDA documents too, but all of this is very disturbing. And we've got a group of lawyers at the American Frontline Doctors. We also have lawyers that are with myfreedoctor.com who are all together working to defend as many people as possible against the onslaught of really senseless murder to me, in my mind.
Well, the thing is, Brian, we're in touch with all of them. We interviewed Dr. Simone Gold. Tom Renz has been with us a couple of times. I know that he filed that complaint. I'm in constant touch with him. And Anna Garner, of course, who's also part of the team. I think this must, the world must know what's going on there. The United States, of course, but the entire world must know what's going on, because this is a lockstep approach. That's what they call it. And they're killing people right now.
And there's a huge amount of censorship against everyone, all medical doctors, all attorneys speaking the truth. It doesn't matter. They just continue to censor it. And there's a lot of us that are very concerned, but are still going to push forward and try to tell the world what's going on, because it's very obvious to many of us what's going on.
Yeah.
And we definitely don't want this being projected onto our children. I mean, the children are coming up here in school in the fall, and they're trying to push this on all five-year-old children coming. So the second thing I brought to light was I couldn't stand the fact that the FDA had an internal discussion in a meeting in October 2020. It was dated October 22nd, 2020. Not only was remdesivir being thrown onto all the American public, untested, unapproved, not safe or effective, never successful as an antiviral of any kind. Not only is that occurring on the masses here in America, but then they're going to release these vaccines. And the FDA had this internal meeting by the CBER, the Center for Biologics, Experiments, and Research. And they presented to all the FDA heads a 25-slide presentation 2 months before the shots ever came out in December. And there's a slide 16 where they informed the FDA of the side effects, the serious adverse events they knew were going to start being reported to the FDA once these shots came out. And this slide, they passed over real quick in the presentation, but the actual 25-slide presentation stayed on the FDA's website. Of course, I got a copy of that and went immediately into the media to let everybody know that the FDA is aware that there's over 110 diseases that are going to be caused by these shots that will start being reported into the government as side effects from the shots, including death and miscarriages of pregnant women. This was on that document. This is not the only things that were on the document. There were also five different blood clotting disorders that they knew in October were going to start being reported when the COVID shot started being administered to all Americans. And these have now come May and June of this year. We're talking 5 and 6 months later after the shots came out. Now you're seeing they're putting a black box warning on the label for Johnson & Johnson for blood clots, myocarditis. The FDA already knew this in October, 2 months before the shots ever came out. So I immediately went into the media to let everybody know these are the things the FDA know is coming. And I needed to alert everybody as much as possible. So I've nonstop been educating people on what they know is coming. Now what you're seeing evidence is being reported in the different government agencies that receive reporting in America. There's 11 of them. So there's just tons of reports of these tragic disease states, death side effects, of course, being reported in miscarriages. But they all knew it since October 22nd. It's actually dated October 22nd, 2020.
Okay, also das ist der nächste Hammer, den er hier berichtet. Im Oktober 2020, also 2 Monate bevor die sogenannten Impfungen begannen, da gibt's also nicht nur den Skandal wegen Remdesivir, und das kann man nicht anders bezeichnen als einen monumentalen Skandal, sondern es gab ein internes Meeting bei der FDA, bei der höchsten Gesundheitsbehörde in den USA. Und da wurde auch, da gab es so eine Slideshow zu den Impfungen, 25 Slides. Eins davon hat die ganzen Adverse Events, also die ganzen Nebenwirkungen, der zu erwartenden Nebenwirkungen der Impfungen, die die FDA kannte, und wo sie gesagt haben, das wird in den nächsten Monaten nach Beginn der Impfungen uns gemeldet werden. Also VAERS gemeldet werden. Es gibt noch ein paar Reporting-Systeme, aber VAERS ist das Wichtigste. Unter anderem 110 Erkrankungen, die man jetzt auch tatsächlich sieht, die auch tatsächlich berichtet werden. Darunter aber auch nicht nur Erkrankungen, sondern Todesfälle, Fehlgeburten von schwangeren Frauen. 5 unterschiedliche Arten von Thrombose gefahren. Es war alles da. They knew it all and they didn't do a thing.
I don't know if you've had Thomas Renz on since the last lawsuit. Have you had him on since July 19th?
No, we're going to have him on at least one more time. Because I'm in touch with him constantly, but we haven't had him on our Corona committee since then. So it's high time, I guess.
He's a dear friend of mine. I was on the phone with him again last night, but very close friend.
Yeah.
But this actual lawsuit that just was filed on July 19th against the federal government was an injunction to stop the emergency use authorization of the vaccines.
Yeah.
Because one of the reporting systems is the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. There was a whistleblower who came forward and said her statistical review of the data just in CMS. Mm-hmm. This is important. Just inside of CMS shows the numbers of death from the day of shots received and 3 days post-vaccine. There's already 45,000 at least deaths within that database alone. And they have not extended the search out yet to 4 days post-vaccine, 5 days post-vaccine, but they're going to do it. That's what this actual lawsuit is about. Now, the important thing about that is, I just want you guys to understand this. In the FDA document in October, they actually stated that they were going to be doing a rapid assessment of reporting coming in from injuries from the vaccines. And they were going to be using this, and they stated in that FDA document, we're going to be trusting the CMS data to give us the best information that we can relate to the American public on these vaccines being safe and effective. Do you know which system that was? The CMS system. And no one has ever talked about the fact that 45,000 are dead within the first 3 days reported into Medicare, which are the older typically older generations in America, and Medicaid, which are the impoverished individuals in America. That's just that one out of 11.